Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Earlier in the show, we heard about Milwaukee Magazine's effort to compile the definitive food lover's guide to the city. This month, a new magazine launches that has a specific focus on food here. Edible Milwaukee is part of a network of regional food magazines. It features an advisory panel of local people in the know about the food scene. Jen Ed is publisher and editor-in-chief. Among the advisors to the magazine are Young Kim, Venus Williams, and Justin Johnson. They all joined Lake Effect Susan Bentz recently, and Ed explained how her background in Russian informs her current role.
I realized that even though I was studying languages and culture and literature, I always studied them through the lens of food. And so that led me to work for a time as a personal chef with this roving locavore catering service, and to also start just writing about food. And at that time, Vintage Eats was born, which is now a section of the magazine. So Vintage Eats wrote about and aggregated all of this information on local and sustainable food and just threw it out there for discussion.
You mean you did that?
I did that, yes. I'm you sorry, I'm that. Speaking in the third person. Vintage Eats, we did it. So that prolific sort of work, I felt like I was sort of bubbling over with all of these, you know, all of this newfound knowledge about local and sustainable food. That led me to a social media internship at Chefs Collaborative, which is a national nonprofit that helps chefs and restaurants make sustainable buying decisions. And then after my internship ended, I was hired on as development at Chefs Collaborative, got to know the edible people, and the rest is sort of history.
So talk about the edible community.
Sure. So Edible Communities is a network of magazines, about 80 over the U.S. and Canada, and each is locally owned and oriented, which is really cool. So we're each hyper-focused on the city or territory in which we exist, but we're also part of this national network that allows us to sort of, I don't know how better to say it, to form this group with a lot of clout talking about all of the cool things that are happening in food in our area.
Not every edible has a board or has a consulting group, is that correct?
Yes. Just going back to what we had talked about before, I hadn't been here in 10 years. And so for me to walk in and assume that I knew everything and that I could catch myself up fast enough to launch a magazine featuring the things that Milwaukee is doing that is important, I think it would have been unrealistic and even arrogant. So putting together an editorial advisory panel was very important to us because these people provide us with the knowledge and the experience from basically the very beginning. And they also reflect the very diverse perspectives that we want reflected in the magazine.
So Young Kim, you direct Fondi Food Center. Edible from other cities has been part of your vocabulary?
All the edibles have been a part of my vocabulary. I've seen them at airports. I guess I had some misgivings early on because there was so much worship of food. I'm more of a practical eater, you know. I'm not so interested in berries harvested by vegan children who are 10 years old. You know, it gets to be a bit much. I mean, you have to be able to eat it, you know, and it has to be affordable. And so my first meeting with Jen, I think I asked, maybe bluntly, maybe not so bluntly, I said, I said, you know, well, what kind of edible is this going to be? Because if it's going to be worshiping, you know, this rare mushroom that pops up every 5 years in some forest, no, I don't want to be a part of it. It has to be about everyday people. It has to be about Milwaukee, which has so much going for it. And it's time. We had our own edible that has its own spin on things that because the city does need to stand out.
What do you think this publication could mean to the people with whom you work?
Well, I think what it means to the folks that I work with, that the Fondi Food Center works with, is that food can be fun. it can be so meaningful, and it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg, and it doesn't have to take 2 hours, 5 hours to make something good that's good and meaningful that tells a story about your family. Food is like art. It shows what is happening or what was happening when a dish was created. And I think family lives are richer if they know where the food is coming from or if this is grandma's recipe. I think everybody could be encouraged to delve deeper into their own family recipe histories.
So, Justin Johnson, you come from a different slice of this picture. Your work is based in Watertown, right? And you're a chef. You're bringing in different perspective on what Edible Milwaukee could, maybe should be. What are your thoughts?
I guess the main reason that I wanted to be involved with the magazine was because I felt after a certain amount of time working in the business that it wasn't enough just to work. You know, I wanted to contribute more and know more and do more. So that for me meant writing, and I'm a fan of publications, print publications, you know, the beauty of something laid out and designed. And then I'm, you know, trying to, I guess, bridge the gap a little bit between Watertown and Milwaukee, because all of these awesome stories that we're talking about based primarily in Milwaukee and for Milwaukeeans, a lot of that stuff is a little bit off the radar for, you know, people out in Watertown. And there isn't as much of a farmer's market presence or a grow your own food presence or even a sorry Watertown, a good restaurant presence, you know, in terms of that farm to table kind of thing. I guess, you know, how the magazine, you know, ties into that is to, I guess, make those smaller communities, you know, Watertown just being one of them, but I grew up in Slinger, and that would be another one, you know, making those outlying places where you would think there would be more agriculture because there's more land and space to do so, but making those people feel like they're more a part of the network and more a part of the city, you know, in terms of what's going on with food.
So reeling back into the city, close by to where we're sitting tonight, Venus Williams, you coordinate lots of programs in Alice's Garden. What were your thoughts coming into this team?
Well, when Jen first contacted me, she felt like she needed to convince me to do this. But what she didn't know is when I arrive in any city, one of the first things I do, if I have not done it beforehand, is to see if they have an edible. And so some of my favorites are, you know, Edible Santa Fe, Edible New Orleans. And so for me to have an edible come to town and for the invitation to help shape it was just like Christmas morning. I hope that part of what it becomes is what those other edibles are for me when I go to other cities. It's kind of a pulse of where I might want to eat and where I need to go. So it's kind of a field trip guide for me. And I think that along with everything that everyone has said about what this magazine will do for those who are already here or in the surrounding area, it cannot be overlooked that it's going to also be a roadmap for people as they come into the city. The other thing for me and my work, especially as the executive director of Alice's Garden, is I'm looking forward to using the magazine as a piece of curriculum in our training project with our Earn and Learn students. So it'll help me to expose all of those other great venues to some of the people who don't always venture out, who stick with the familiar, who sometimes just want to eat what they recognize or go into neighborhoods that they have been in before and not venture into other areas. So I see this magazine as a way to even bridge communities and bridge relationships. And what better way to do that than with food?
Ultimately, the magazine is for everybody. It's supposed to be for everybody. And we don't want people to look at the magazine and think this isn't for me, you know, because I'm not in this income bracket or I don't have these political leanings or this seems like a magazine for a certain type of person with recipes for using ingredients that I can't afford, or, you know, it's the idea is that it's, you know, for the people, it's for everybody.
I think I can speak for all of us when I say that. I hope that food does become a unifier in a city that is sometimes divided. And what better way really to meet people on the same plane than through food? It's just a very easy way to relate and to learn something deeper about the person that you wouldn't necessarily learn any other way.
Jen Ed is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the new magazine Edible Milwaukee, which launches this weekend at a fundraising event. Among the magazine's advisors are Young Kim of Fondy Food Center, Venus Williams of Alice's Garden, and Justin Johnson of Harvest Market in Watertown. They spoke with Susan Bentz, and there is a link to more information from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That's all for the Thursday edition of the show. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. ¶¶